Busy, busy, so, so busy. That is the refrain from almost everyone you talk to these days. Work, the quest to find work, kids, aging parents, groceries, cleaning, maybe exercise, maybe some socializing, but there is never enough time. And, you know, even as wealth grows, we think everything in life is just going to get easier, but still there is never enough time. So what if there was a way you could buy back some of your time? That's the angle for Jiffy On Demand, a Toronto-based startup that connects homeowners with a range of home services on its app. Jiffy's co-founder Ryan Shupak joins us now. Hello there.
How's it going?
I am well, and I am well. I have a good anecdote here. As I have told you, I used your service for a frustrating solve on a light fixture. Couldn't get this light fixture installed. So I used your service, and an electrician got back to me in 60 seconds, literally 60 seconds. Am I a unicorn here, or is this the kind of service that you promise?
So we generally get someone confirmed within about 5 or 6 minutes. So a minute, maybe we knew you were a VIP customer.
And made sure it was, I doubt it. I used a pseudonym.
There you go. So, you know, on average, it's about 5 or 6 minutes. And so, you know, that sort of goes with the name in it, Jiffy. And we're serious about getting your time back.
Right. And I did that as consumer research also because I needed my bloody fixture installed. Don't take that as an endorsement. And we have people come and pitch their apps on the show all the time. They want to come and pitch their apps on the show. What I want to talk to you about is this trade-off between time and money. So we'll talk about the app, but mostly I want to talk about this trade-off. What is different now in this day and age in terms of that equation? Because handy people, electricians, cleaners have been around forever.
Yeah, so I think the big differentiator is technology offers enough tools to allow folks to trust trust somebody other than themselves to do the research. And so it's not that people didn't want to spend less time finding trades to do the quick jobs around their house, but there was no other tool that said, I'm going to just blindly allow the next person who wants to come and fix my fixture into my home. And so with the onset of things like Uber, Airbnb, and these other digital marketplaces, people recognize that if there's a brand behind it like Jiffy and a bunch of other users in my area who are trusting it, then I have a reason to believe that they're going to send me someone great.
In the beginning, how do you screen those people? Because I can imagine this is not, you know, an Uber driver needs to drive safely, but it's a pretty simple skill set. Most adults can drive a car. With something as complicated as electrician and the services that they offer, it's a very different game.
Yeah. And so for the licensed trades, so we're talking about electricians, gas services, plumbing and the like, we're able to see if they're licensed. So they have to apply to be on our system. They're going to submit all their certifications, their insurance documents, and then they come in and they meet us. So we make sure that they pass.
You've met all of them.
Someone on the team will meet at least somebody from each company. It's possible that, you know, your electrician may have 2 or 3 folks who work for him. Yep. We wouldn't have met all of his employees, but we've met somebody from each company who ultimately holds the bag for them. And we make sure they pass the smell test. You know, our parents, our grandparents might use the app, and we want to make sure we're sending somebody, who we would feel comfortable with. So as long as they're licensed, they're insured, they pass the smell test and we've checked references on them, we let them into the marketplace, and then they're rated by every single customer. And
so, how does an hourly wage for a service provider on Jiffy compared to what it would be in the market if I just, you know, found my friend who's got a guy and I hired his guy?
So from a customer's perspective, we try to be sort of average. So we don't want to say, you know, electrical, for example, is $90 an hour in Toronto. We don't want to go off and say, let's charge $60 an hour and find the electricians who are willing to do jobs at $60 an hour, because those electricians may not be the ones who I would want to blindly trust sending to my mom or a grandparent's house. So we want to make sure we're attracting good enough trades, but at the same time, making sure that we are competitive to homeowners.
How do you – so with a lot of these trades, people like to have a relationship with them over time. So you've got the person who comes and does the whatever service in a way that you don't really care if you have a relationship with your Uber driver, because they're taking you, you know, you're never going to see them again, but that's no big deal. But with an electrician who's coming into your home, that relationship can develop over time. If it develops offline and outside of the Jiffy app, that is not good for your business. How do you think about that challenge?
Sure. So that's a great point, and one that's asked every time we go into an investor meeting. And so the first thing that we've been very careful about is picking services that are generally not recurring. So you won't find house cleaning, for example, on Jiffy, where what's clean to me might not be clean to you. And that relationship is really important. We focus on these smaller jobs where ultimately we're saying, I just want somebody who's licensed, who I can trust, come in and do the work. And it almost doesn't matter which electrician it is, as long as Jiffy's going to stand behind it. Obviously, the electrician can come in, do a great job. You may have other electrical needs in the future, either right away or months down the road. And we encourage those conversations to continue happening on the app. And then as soon as you want that electrician back, we encourage that transaction to happen on Jiffy.
What if they don't? Do the service providers have a requirement to provide you with your 15% fee if that's where the referral came from?
Yeah, and so it's required that those jobs are billed through Jiffy and for us to take our fee. And if we find out that they don't do it, then they're kicked off the system. And since we're sending so much business to them, we're often by far their biggest customer or source of customers, that it's not really worth it to split 15% between two people. They're saving $15 on a $200 job to right. risk, $7,000 or $8,000 of business a month.
Tell me about some of the more surprising services that people might be able to access on Jiffy that get to this time money equation. What are some of, I am the least handy guy in Canada, so I need someone for everything. Other people would say, listen, I could fix the toilet. If I had 3 hours, I could go to the Home Depot or whatever store and get the parts. But what are the ones that we might not really think about that would be helpful in that time money equation?
So I think snow removal is an interesting one. What's interesting is there used to be these two options. You could either always do it yourself, and if you weren't available or you had a meeting in the morning, you're out of luck if you couldn't get there. Or you hired a contract and you signed a contract and paid somebody a fixed fee every month, no matter if it snowed or didn't snow, or if it was the weekend and you had time to do it yourself. And so what we've come up with is this on-demand snow removal option where it's purely pay as you go. So over the Christmas holidays, for example, when people who normally shoveled themselves, they were out of town, they didn't want to spend half their morning on the beach in Florida trying to contact a relative to come and shovel their driveway for them or their sidewalk, they were able to use Jiffy, say, I need it done anytime today. I'm not going to use my driveway. I just need to make sure, it's cleared. And they were able to use Jiffy for that, which we think saves A, a lot of time while you're on vacation, and B, allows people to customize that time decision and trade-off every time it snows. We actually had someone ordered at 6:40 and their driveway was cleared by 7:04.
Wow.
And he needed to get out to go to work. I guess he didn't realize that they kind of called for the snow a bit late. And so they didn't know that it was going to snow in advance.
How would you advise people to do this mental math? People are terrible at doing mental math. And you could have, a lawyer who bills $500 an hour thinking, I have to shovel my driveway and it's going to take me, 45 minutes. When the very elemental mental math would be, no, you should have somebody do it, Jiffy or otherwise. It doesn't make sense for you, given what you earn per hour.
Yeah, I think my background, I went to law school and was an investment banker before, and working at Jiffy has taught me prioritizing is really important both at home and at work. And so I try to put an hourly wage on myself as much as possible and say, if this is going to take me more than an hour, it better be worth at least X. And I think that's a really important
thing. And as a former investment banker and lawyer, I bet it isn't $15 an hour.
Well,
that's not the benchmark you're using.
As a founder of a tech company, maybe it is closer to
it's
that
zero.
Than it would have been. Yeah. But no, absolutely. And you have to say, I want to add this much value to this business. It's really important that what I'm doing has leverage and is worth my time. And even at home, whether it's deciding whether to spend time with my kids or do I have to answer this email or whatnot, you really have to look at how much time is going to take and how much value is going to be created.
Just before we go, where's the limited locations currently for this service in, call it 2 or 3 years, how many Canadians cities do you predict you'll be in?
So right now we're in Toronto, Ottawa. I think there's probably another 3 or 4 Canadian cities that are sort of near the top of the list. And we're also expanding south of the border. So Boston and there's probably another 3 or 4 U.S. cities that are on target in the next couple of years.
Interesting. Ryan, thanks for coming in.
My pleasure.
Ryan Chupac is a co-founder of Jiffy On Demand. I don't know if they'd say this, but they're basically the Uber of plumbers and electricians and all that stuff. It's a very simple moniker and it seems to work.